Michael O'Neill, who hails from Limerick, will be undertaking a charity cycle in County Clare next month. Michael, who now lives in the Banner County, he obviously saw sense, is aiming to raise €11,500 for the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. And to learn more about the cycle and his reasons for taking it on, Michael joins me in studio this morning. Very good morning to you, Michael.
And good morning to you, Alan.
Thanks very much for joining us. It's a big undertaking, although for very, very admirable reasons. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the raison d'etre of this charity cycle?
Sure, Ellen, and thank you very much for the opportunity coming to studio this morning. Yeah, so this is our fifth charity cycle, our second year in raising funds for Irish motor neuron disease. It's a disease that was relatively unknown until recent times when Charlie Bird was diagnosed. I myself lost a dear friend on the 4th of February last year, who was diagnosed in November 2019. It's a 1,000-day disease, they call it. And we wanted to raise funds for the Irish Motor IMNDA, and specifically for a piece of technology called an eye gaze machine that gives the patient with this disease a voice after they lose their ability to speak.
And that's one of the many awful things about motor neuron disease, just seeing somebody lose that ability, you know, and particularly with, you mentioned Charlie Bird, for he would have been on our TV screens for so many decades, breaking, you know, bringing us the news of the Stardust tragedy or 9/11 and whatever it might be, and to then see what it did to him, albeit his achievements in spite of that were absolutely incredible in raising awareness of motor neuron disease, and the funds he raised, absolutely incredible.
Incredible. He did an outstanding job in raising awareness for a condition. There are actually 400 patients with motor neuron disease in the country at any one time, and I've seen it firsthand with my friend John, the impact it had on him, and obviously his health, but also those people around him, his carers, and in particularly his loved ones. It does remove over time all your faculties, including your ability to speak, which is probably the most difficult of it all when you can't communicate. Even the simplest of things, I remember spending a lot of time with John during those 3 years. And while we would be chatting, he would he'd had the ability to even ask me a simple thing like if to change the position of his arm because it had become uncomfortable. John himself was a pharmacist, and while he was in the hospice in Cork in his latter days, I truly saw the power of the eye gaze machine. As John was fortunately able to make a significant contribution to his consultants about his medication, afterward I was thinking, you know, the frustration it would have been for him to have that knowledge and not be able to communicate it.
Michael, can you tell us what would an eye gaze machine do in terms of helping somebody who has motor neuron disease?
Sure. So an eye gaze machine looks like an iPad. However, it has a very, very unique function, which it allows the patient through their gaze onto the keyboard on the screen to spell out words.
Just by gazing at it, that's incredible.
Incredible. And it is such a release for the patient and for the families to be able to communicate. It also allows you to control your TV, your radio, your online banking. So it gives you back a lot of independence.
Absolutely. I can conceive how beneficial that would be. So you want to raise €11,500, which is why this cycle is going to be happening on next month, as I said, Saturday, the 20th of April. So tell us a little bit about where it's beginning, where it's going to finish up, and can people take part? Are you taking part? And if you are, how hard at it have you been in terms of preparation?
The running joke is it's 80k cycle in 240k legs, but it's actually all downhill. Somehow we managed to.
Well, that's good news for those taking part.
It's all downhill. So we start at McMahon's Bar in Ardna Crusha. Ray and Mary always do a fantastic job there for us. So the outbound leg is via Bowdyke and Broadford with a halfway point in Inishcaltra Sailing Club in Mount Shannon, where Colin and the Commodore in the sailing club there, they are so generous and kind to us in providing a fantastic facility. So at that point, we have sandwiches and we have teas and coffees and cakes and buns and served. Then the return leg, equal 40k again, is via Killaloe. So we get the lovely scenery from Mount Shannon along the shores of Lough Derg, back into McMahon's Bar in Ardna Crusha, and where we have a barbecue.
That is a beautiful stretch of the county. It'd be a nice cycle, and it's downhill, so it's all good news. How many people are you envisaging taking part, Michael? Can people still participate, and we'll get onto the fundraising then in terms of how you're going about that.
Sure. So we are hoping for 150 cyclists this year. We had 150 registrations last year, 105 actually cycled on the day. We understand life sometimes gets in the way and you can't get to do the things you want to do. So again, we're hoping for 150 to 200 cyclists this year. It's growing year on year. With the awareness that Charlie Bird raised, what we discovered last year is we started getting people from other parts of the country, outside of Limerick, Clare and Tipperary, which would be the cohort target market, I suppose. But we were getting people who had lost family and friends to this disease. So it was our net was spread much wider. Regarding registration, it's on eventbrite.ie. If you just search for O'Neill Industrial Charity Cycle, you can register or you can donate there as well.
Fantastic. And I'm sure there'll be buckets on the day and all that kind of thing as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think what's important to note is that every euro raised goes directly to motor neuron disease. All costs of the event are covered by O'Neill Industrial.
Okay, fantastic. Well, hopefully people will do their utmost to help out, because that would be amazing to be able to purchase that eye gaze equipment to help those with motor neuron disease. Michael O'Neill of O'Neill Industrial and organiser of the charity cycle from Limerick, but now living in lovely Killaloe. You're more than familiar with that stretch for the cycle of how nice it is, obviously, given where you're living. Thanks very much for joining us in studio, and hopefully you can hit that target. Thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you, Alan.